Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, and it's Thursday, which means it's Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author, Aaron McIntyre, he's a columnist, lecturer, and author focusing on the application of political theory, and the host of the Aaron McIntyre Show podcast on The Blaze, which I know most of you are most likely familiar with. The book is The Total State, How Liberal Democracies Become Tyrannies. And I thank you for being with us this morning. But I want to open up with, I know this theme, if you will, that oftentimes comes up on this show is that, you know, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And there were some headlines made a few weeks ago. CNN found themselves perplexed at all these Trump supporters that talk about republic and so forth. Before we get into the book and why you wrote it, what is your framing of all of that when you hear that? Is that a blanketed accurate statement, or do you have a more nuanced view of it?
Well, it is accurate, of course, that we were founded as a republic. The only problem, I think, for most people who say something like we're a republic and not a democracy is that they really don't think much about the distinction between them. Yeah. A lot of people assume that democracy is just rule by the people. It's just majority rules, as where republics have representatives. And that is a distinction of some sort. But republics are also often ruled by laws, and this is very important. It also tends to have an aristocratic character. Usually only a percentage or a portion of the republic is actually influenced by democratic politics. So there is a voting mechanism, there is an input mechanism from the people, but the idea that the people would vote on everything or that they would constantly need approval from the people, there is usually some kind of aristocratic or ruling class that gets input from the people in a republic, but is not constantly swayed by them. So this is a distinction that a lot of people throw that quote out usually don't think about when they're making that statement.
Now, I'd just like you to talk a bit about the book. I mean, what it means, why you wrote it, what prompted you. I think, as I understand, as a journalist, you sort of have seen this formulation, this evolution, if you will. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, you know, as somebody who was always interested in politics, I grew up like a lot of people as a talk radio conservative, and I listened to Rush Limbaugh and paid attention to civics class. And so I knew that the Bill of Rights and the separation of powers and the Articles of the Constitution were there to protect us from the overreach of government. But as I worked as a journalist, I started to recognize that very little of what I had learned about how government worked really seemed to apply, that often the shaping and formation of information by the media seemed as important to the political process as any kind of voting, any kind of input from the people, which is the opposite of what I had learned. And then obviously everything happened with COVID. We were locked down. You know, churches were closed, but strip clubs were open, and you couldn't go to the funeral of your loved one, but people were allowed to riot in the streets. And at that point, I'm just like, okay, obviously power in the United States does not work the way that I learned, even the way that I told people it worked when I was a teacher or when I was a journalist. And I need to really understand what happened here. And so the book is really my intellectual journey going through a number of political theorists to help try to explain to people what happened to the United States and why so much of the power that was supposed to be constrained by the Constitution seems to be constantly wielded, not just by the government, but the media and academia and all these other organizations that tend to rule our lives.
Is there any one moment in which, let's say that the cliche of the old hockey stick chart, is that what it looks like where we've lost our way, or is it more of a up and down roller coaster? Has it been a slow ascension or descension, whichever way you want to look at it, in terms of moving away from what we're supposed to become and instead becoming more towards a country run by tyrants?
Well, I tend to look at two things in the book. I think, one, there is a larger overarching meta-narrative about how power works. And the truth is that power is always seeking to centralize. And even in the most carefully designed constitution, if the people are not vigilant and the underlying structures necessary to go ahead and restrain power are not maintained, then even if you have a beautifully written constitution and a well-designed system, eventually this will occur. So that is part of it. Is that there's just an inevitable flow of power that I think overtook parts of Western liberal democracies, particularly the United States. But also, I think there's a specific phenomenon to our time about the massification of societies post the Industrial Revolution and the necessity of mass production, mass consumption, mass entertainment, mass news that fundamentally changed the way that society is organized. And the managerial bureaucracies that have come to define every part of our social organization themselves also create something that we would understand as a tyrannical government. So I think there's an overarching kind of historical truth that affects us, but there's also a very specific phenomenon to our time that is dragging us towards this specific move towards tyranny.
We are talking with our author of the week, Arne McIntyre. The book is The Total State, How Liberal Democracies Become Tyrannies. Right now, in our society, is there any one stream, if you will, that you see as an overriding successful attempt to get us closer to tyranny?
Yeah, I think, again, the pandemic really just gives us a plethora of examples for this. And really the thing I would focus on would be the collusion between things like the media, things that were supposed to be objective, like the scientific and public health establishments, and then the government agencies themselves. It's not that any one of these entities moved alone. Some people are familiar with the term the deep state, which is the unelected bureaucracy in the United States, and that's good. I think it's important that people understand that. But that is only one part of this larger machine, which I explain in The Total State, which is really that every one of these organizations that manipulates our understanding of the world seems to be moving us towards this situation where we are completely reliant on this managerial class rather than being able to govern ourselves. And so I think that is the through line, that is the thread that is drawing us towards tyranny in pretty much every front, is we are completely reliant on a class of experts that are unquestionable and have taken a large amount of the power that was supposed to be distributed or restricted one way or the other inside the Constitution, and now they wield it on a societal level.
I'd like to get your thoughts on this following observation. Growing up, like a lot of kids, say, oh, we're a free country, and then you learn about tyrannies. Tyrannical governments, communism, whatever the form may be. And I remember growing up, and even, I guess, to a degree into adulthood, feeling that I lived in a free country, and certainly much more free than it is today. I would look at these other countries, whether it be the Soviet Union or just any other example, and I would think to myself, well, that occurred. All of those people are oppressed. They recognize they're oppressed. They feel oppressed. And the reason that that nothing is done about it is because there are people in power that can imprison and kill them. But over the last several years, my perspective has changed as I feel that we have become much more like those nations than many of us would like to believe. And then in that I've watched that there is a significant portion of the population that not only is perfectly okay with it, but they support it. And so it's changed my perspective of people that are ruled under tyranny, and not to say that we are to the degree that certain other countries are, but you note COVID, for example. How many people, that is such a monumental shift, I think, in our country culturally, and something that I, you know, for me, an understanding of humanity, to see so many people act as soldiers for the tyranny. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, there's this wonderful political theorist, Bertrand Juvenal, and his point was that while the governments of today wield far more power than any tyrannical king could have imagined 1,000 years ago, people today feel like they're freer. And the question he asked in his book on power was why? And his answer to that question is that previously, the reason that the power of the government was limited was that we had overlapping social circles. We had different social spheres, the church, the family, the community, the tribe, and they all stood in and took precedence and protected us, but they also demanded things of us, right? Having a large family is very demanding. Being an active part of a church community is very demanding. And so what happened is that the state came by and said, well, we can take some of these things off of your plate. we'll educate your children. You don't have to worry about taking care of your parents when they get elderly. They started taking these personal responsibilities away from us. And that felt good. We felt freer, right? Because we had more personal time. We could watch more baseball. We could get out and, you know, do whatever we wanted to do because we did not have those social burdens. But simultaneously, as the state is doing that, they're also accruing power to themselves because dependency is power. And the more we became dependent on the state instead of our families and the other organic social structures, the more power we gave to them. So when you hit something like COVID, people have been completely trained thinking, oh, well, the government is where my freedom comes from. It's the government that's taking all these responsibilities off of my plate. And so if the government says we have to do this, then we need to, because if they aren't in charge, if they aren't taking all these social responsibilities off my plate, I might have to start taking care of kids again. I might have to start taking care of my parents again. I might have to start taking care of my neighbor again. And that is a restriction on my personal freedom. And so instead of having the freedom of being in a bounded in a virtuous community, instead we have the freedom of being nannied by the state.
Final question for our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Aaron McIntyre, who's the host of the podcast, The Aaron McIntyre Show, which is on the Blaze. And the book is Total State, How Liberal Democracies Become Tyrannies. Sounds pretty frightening, devastating. It's frankly a world that I think most Americans, depending on their age, never believe that we'd actually live in. So what's the answer? What do we do?
Well, like I said, the problem is itself the scale of social organization. We were never meant to be ruled by these massive bureaucracies, and we were never meant to hand over our identities, our lives, our sovereignty to this massive state. And the only way to defeat the total state is to return ourselves to a state of people who can be governed in the manner that the Constitution required. You know, John Adams famously said that the Constitution is meant for a moral and religious people, and it's inadequate to govern any other. And he meant that. That wasn't a joke. That's not a quip. We have to be people who are bound in communities that can take care of each other. And so that's why I think that localism, state and local action, making sure that you have governments that can go ahead and fill those gaps. You have community organizations that can fill those gaps if the federal government is asking too much. You know, I live in Florida. We have Governor DeSantis here, and my life under COVID was very different from other people because we had someone willing to push back against that tyranny.
Our author of the week, Aaron McIntyre, the book, The Total State, How Liberal Democracies Become Tyrannies, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.